Happy Friday, and welcome to a new episode of This Week in Apps, a weekly, no-fluff, data-first roundup of interesting news and trends about mobile apps and games. I'm Ariel from AppFigures, and I have five highlights for you this week. A new name reached the top of the apps this week, an app called MyHeritage. The family tree building app isn't new to the store, but this week it released an update that lets users animate pictures of their ancestors. Looking at our estimates, downloads exploded after the release, going from just under 1,000 per day on average to over 430,000 this Wednesday. Between when the spike started on Sunday and Wednesday, MyHeritage added more than 880,000 new downloads across the App Store and Google Play. Do you think it's awesome or do you think it's creepy? I don't really know where I sit. I think I fall on the creepy, but like good creepy, if that makes any sense. Next up is Tom and Jerry, a new movie about the duo's origin story, debuted last week. And as is now customary, it was released to HBO Max and theaters at the same time last weekend. The lockdown era hybrid releases seem to be working pretty well. Max has been doing very well on mobile. We saw that last week, but this release managed to do even more than I expected. Looking at revenue estimates from the App Store and Google Play, new subscriptions for Tom and Jerry were almost on par with those of Wonder Woman back in December, and that was the biggest increase in revenue for HBO since it got released. We estimate net revenue of about just a little over $1 million, and that's only a few thousands less than Wonder Woman's, also just a little bit over $1 million. And this is net revenue, meaning what HBO gets to keep in its pocket after Apple and Google take their cut. I believe this is going to be the biggest month in revenue for HBO Max, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they will release next. Speaking of streaming, we know that sports equals big downloads. We looked at it last week, and we looked at it a few times over the last few months. The app I saw climbing the top grossing chart this week, however, is kind of new to me. The app's name is DAZN, I believe that's how you say it, and it's a sports streaming app that was started by the former ESPN CEO. It's focused on boxing, and in addition to streaming matches, it also has its own exclusives. Last week, they had an exclusive fight, and that set a record day of revenue. Daily net revenue, again net, in the U.S. used to average about 40,000 or averaged about 40,000 before this big fight. And on the day of the fight, that was last Saturday, it rose to $800,000. Again, net revenue, and that's 20x. So I think there's a big future for streaming, just like I said last week. I also remember that exclusive content is not really new in the entertainment world, if you think about HBO from 20 years ago and other things that were going on. But since streaming took over, it feels like that kind of got washed out. I think now that streaming is maturing and we can definitely see it, we're starting to get back to the same sort of patterns from the old TV world. And streaming is this one area of mobile that I really like, so I'm going to keep an eye on it. Apple announced privacy labels last summer. I knew this would spell trouble for data-heavy companies like Google, who are kind of thirsty for behavioral data. So it wasn't a surprise that when Apple made the labels required a few months ago, Google stopped releasing updates. Now, that all changed this week because Google finally started labeling their apps. We have seen a small chunk of their portfolio change this week. Of their 80-plus apps, 34 have been updated over the last few days. Big names like YouTube, Gmail, Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Sheets. All of those have been updated in addition to a slew of others. I'm going to include a link so you can see a full list of them in the description below. A few big names are missing, however. Google Maps and Google Chrome, apps that are pretty popular, I would say. I have both, and I tend to use both, are not included. So they don't have labels yet. I'm not sure if that's because they're still trying to figure out what are the right labels, or if they're trying to change what they're tracking so they don't have to mislabel their apps, or they just don't need an update at the moment, and they're deciding to push it until later. It might also happen next week. I'm going to keep an eye on it. What I like about this is that unlike Facebook's approach, which was to basically check all the boxes, if you look at Instagram and Facebook and Messenger, they have checked every single box that Apple provides. And it's very likely that they collect all that data, but some of that data doesn't really make a lot of sense. So I don't think that's it. I think they did it because they wanted to show Apple that no one tells Facebook what to do. Google's approach is more mature and smarter, in my opinion. Lastly, this week we compiled our monthly report of the most downloaded games in February. We've been doing that since November, and many of you have told me you really, really like it. This month was very similar to January, if you remember January's. Most of the big names that we're familiar with, Call of Duty, Roblox, Subway Surfers, they all appeared in this list as well, but there was one new king on the App Store, and that's Zynga with a new title, called High Heels. That same title is also in the top three on Google Play. So on Google Play, the same thing, Among Us is in the list, Subway Surfers, High Heels, Joint Clash. And the winner of Google Play is Joint Clash from Supersonic Studios with about 24 million downloads altogether. Overall, we looked at the combination of Google Play and the App Store. Joint Clash took number one, High Heels number two, and Girl Genius number three. I see an interesting pattern, and it's not just that these names have an exclamation mark at the end of them, but also that they belong to companies backed by ad networks. I believe there's a direct correlation between them. And looking at our ad intelligence, I can see that all of these games are advertising really heavily. I still love that we can see apps like Among Us, and that's pretty much it, that are not relying heavily on ads and are still in the top overall. I have spoken about Among Us over the last few months quite a bit. I don't think that's going to last forever unless they do something substantial, and that will probably require some advertising. But for now, that's the one I'm holding on to. Overall, the top 10 most downloaded games in the world saw about 172 million downloads based on our estimates, which is slightly shy of last month's total, which was a little bit over 200 million. Again, going back to the end of Christmas, going back to the end of January, this is just normal for the App Store, and hopefully this will continue now to go up as we head towards the summer. This is it for this week. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe. We're available on all different podcasting services that exist, Spotify, Apple, Google. And if you like to read more so than listen, we have a newsletter. Go to thisweekinapps.co and subscribe. Enjoy your weekend.